The Arab League suspends Syria from meetings. A missionary radio ministry is now poised to reach further into Asia. And a prison ministry is expanding into more countries. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Arab League suspended Syria from its meetings and imposed sanctions over government crackdowns. The fight continues to force the ruling regime out. Sat-7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Sat-7's producer George McKean says Syrian Christians were protected under Assad's regime. That makes them a target in post-revolution days.
Every single episode we do on this situation, every prayer we write, every clip we choose, we have to be very careful. We have to think twice how to present it, how to put the image, how to do things without offending Christians or making them look like betrayers who don't care about their people.
Then Iraqi believers began calling in encouragement.
When I heard these prayers, I was deeply moved because you are talking about people who are kidnapped, being killed. They're really suffering. Yet, because of the hope they have, they are able to pray for others.
Pray wisdom for Sat-7's team as they continue to respond to the scenario in Syria. Next, Thailand's prime minister warns the high waters may last until next year. The United States yesterday announced a $10 million aid package as recovery begins. AMG International has two childcare centers in central Thailand, neither of which suffered damage. However, residents desperately need food, water, medicine, and boats. It's another opportunity for AMG to be involved with sharing the compassion of Christ by meeting physical as well as spiritual needs. You're listening to Mission Network News. With the help of donors and friends, Transworld Radio is gearing up for a new technological chapter in their outreach ministry. Tomorrow, TWR will begin broadcasting with technology that will allow them to cover much of Asia with a new broadcast signal. TWR's President Lauren Libby says,
"We're moving from 100,000 watts to 250,000 watts. Not only that, but they'll also be digital capable."
Why is digital significant? Libby says,
"Frankly, it sounds just about like FM radio. And India, China, and Russia are rebuilding all their broadcast platforms right now to go digital, both on shortwave and on what we here in the United States we call our AM band."
Libby says with digital technology,
"You can not only transmit audio, but you can also transmit data. And the applications of that are just very numerous."
The dedication broadcast airs tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern Time. This upgrade will help TWR touch even more lives with the gospel. Next, what's one people group that's chronically overlooked on every continent? Prisoners. Crossroad Bible Institute is dedicated to reaching even these men and women on society's fringes with the truth. In their commitment, they're expanding to two more nations. CBI announced this week that satellite campuses are going up in South Africa and Guatemala. Guatemala, in particular, is known for violence. Pray the dynamic will change as prisoners come to Christ. And a medical camp in northeastern India recently resulted in thousands of people healed. Over the last month, Bibles for the World was in India, spreading the good news across the nation. Part of that outreach included a week-long clinic in Manipur. One of the ministry's founders, Moe Padidi, says,
"In 1 week's time, over 6,000 patients were treated. Several hundred free glasses were distributed. Hundreds of physically, emotionally, and spiritually needy ones were treated, counseled, and prayed for.
Bibles were distributed, and everyone there heard the gospel.
316 people received Christ as Savior and Lord."
One of those saved during the week had thrown his son out when he accepted Christ. When he met Padidi at the medical camp, she shared the gospel, and he decided then and there to follow Christ. Pray for all the commitments made. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get more information on today's stories at our website, missionnetworknews.org. Thanksgiving Day is approaching in the U.S. We'd love to hear what it means to you. Call us with your comments, and we'll put the best of them together for a special Thanksgiving Day broadcast. Call 616-828-1349. That's 616-828-1349. I'm Greg Yoder.